How'd you like missing your flight? Oops. It was not my fault, by the way.
Considering the day before my flight, you're like, so, do you want to ride back with me? Would you like to ride back with me? Don't you want to ride back with me?
But you had so much fun riding back with me.
Funner
than being on the plane.
But
you could have made it home 12 hours sooner.
Yeah. Butt numbing. Did have fun conversations. We tried to podcast, which was like an epic fail.
Well, we also had like noises in the background randomly. But we did have this funny story that you'll hear today.
Yeah.
Not a story, but a part of our podcast-ish road tripping.
So, during our ever long drive across the country,
it's just half the country, okay?
It felt like the whole dang country, okay? When it was supposed to be like 2 hours worth of traveling home, that like more than triple, double, quadrupled.
It was only 12 hours. Only 10 more hours than what you would have done. Come on. I do this like...
Yeah, I don't do this.
I do this like 6 times a year.
I don't do this, though. 3 hours max in a car. Well, 3 hours.
We just maxed you out.
We did.
Like a credit card. Cha-ching!
But as we were driving along, what made Tamara think of this?
Because on the way, I was listening to a podcast of another podcast, and I was like, okay, first of all, they quit podcasting for a while, and then they just, like, updid their podcast because they were able to podcast again. And whenever I went on there, I'm like, why do they sound so weird? And literally, they were like, hi, my name. And I couldn't figure out what the heck it was. And what I found out was, instead of having it on times one, which is regular speed, it was on 0.5. So they were talking in slow-mo. So I decided to slow-mo us on the ride back to make Leslie laugh.
So we listened to ourselves in slow-mo.
And made fun of ourselves.
And it was quite interesting. I don't even know what story it was.
It was the Patreon story.
Oh, okay.
The mini murder.
So we're going to try to add in a clip right here.
And if you want to hear the real story, you had to join our Patreon page.
Join our Patreon to hear the full episode. But here's a little bitty clip of what you'll get to sample.
Promise we're not drunk.
Some listeners from there. Some listeners.
I feel like I'm speaking well.
And yeah. We are sorry. So right off the campus.
Okay, you guys, so how'd you like that?
We sound drunk. I promise we weren't.
Promise you guys?
It was on slow-mo.
But speaking of the drive back, how are you enjoying being married for 1 week now? It's your 1 week anniversary.
Whoop whoop. It's good. It's the same.
I was about to say, like, I've stoned you on your 1 week anniversary to, like, podcast with me. Sorry, hubby. Well, duty calls.
Well, we got to catch up now. So next weekend, we can celebrate my birthday. We got everything in this 1 month. My anniversary, my birthday.
And then hitting higher on the 200 chart. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, goals, whoop. You guys, goals. So, to help us.
Help you. Help us.
There you go. We would absolutely love, 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 love if you.
Love, love. Love, love.
Help us out with our 50-50 challenge that we are doing right now. We've posted it a couple times on our IG and our Facebook page, but we have yet to talk about it on here. So, we have a 50-50 challenge.
Which is... all 50 states listen to us, and we have how many states?
We have a lot. Like, we
we don't don't know how far we are on our goal, but we're a lot to 50.
Go ahead and talk about it, and I'll see how many more we got.
So we got to get all 50 states listening to us and 50 reviews. And then we'll do a
giveaway. Just make sure to be entered in the giveaway that you are on our Facebook page. So just like our Facebook page, your name will go in a bucket. We'll announce the winner, and then...
The wedding?
Did I say wedding? We'll announce the wedding.
Well, maybe I'm still dreaming about my wedding.
We'll announce the winner, and then we'll get in touch with you about where to send your prize. So let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. 19 states?
19 out of 50.
19 states, I think. All right, so you're better with, like, figuring out which ones are which. So, like, figure out. I know Hawaii. I know Colorado. Tennessee. Who else?
Wait a minute. How'd you only get 19?
That we need left.
Oh, I'm over here counting, like, 23, and I'm like, So you're saying which ones we do need?
Which ones we do need.
All right, so we need Maine, Vermont,
Rhode Island. I think that's all in that little top corner.
Okay.
Tennessee,
because you're the only 10 I see. Just kidding. Indiana. Iowa. I think we got Oklahoma down pat when we were there. We need Kansas.
Yeah, because Mama listened to us in Oklahoma.
I did too. North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Arizona, Idaho, Utah. And that is all. In Hawaii. Look, people on here don't want to just listen to a bunch of states. They got to hear my jokes, too. That's what they're here for. You think they're here for you, they're really here for me and my stupid jokes.
I'm trying to figure out why they're here. But thank y'all for being here. I just have not quite understood. I mean, I'm loving it and all.
We're just two little losers trying to do our thing.
And it's like every day, like our little listener fellowship keeps on growing. I'm just like,
we're two little fangirls over here going, look at us, look at us, look at us. How did we do this?
How did we get so many people that like us? Okay, you guys. Okay, so are you ready for the story chamber?
Yes, because we're just going to keep rambling if not.
Yeah, because we got more to do. Okay, so today's story was suggested from a listener of ours. So if you have a story you want to suggest, make sure to just email us, DM us, do any of the things. We got an email from David. He emailed us about a park in Greenville, South Carolina. And he was like, y'all should just look into this. Figure out what you can find. So I looked into this park. And it was interesting.
Okay.
We need to go.
So you can go with your family and let me know how it is. I don't do spooky ooky. I just tell the stories. The spooky ooky stories, not these stories.
But I need you.
You got a husband for that. You left me for him.
I feel like we need to go. We can just sit in the parking lot. And you'll figure out why later. But we need to go.
We'll see.
Whether we take your kids or not.
We
need to do a little drive-by. And check out this park.
If you're telling me it's a spooky, ooky paranormal, my child's not going.
Okay. Well, it may be spooky. It may be a little ooky. But I don't know. So, there's a few paranormal things that happen. There is a mini crime that we will be doing in our Patreon page.
Yeah, definitely not going. Way to talk me into not going.
So, yeah, there's those things. So, we have the paranormal that we're doing today, and then our mini crime that will be in our Patreon about this park. Before this park was here, it was a hospital called Hopewell Tuberculosis Hospital that was built in 1930 on the northern edge of Greenville, South Carolina. The hospital opened its door in 1938, but then closed in 1970 due to the lack of patients.
But that's a good thing because a lot less people have TB.
Right? You would think. Oh. We'll get to that in a minute. So,
okay.
The last year that this hospital was open, they had an average of 38 patients annually. So, I mean, like, the rate, like, probably the patient room, patient ratio was just like, yeah, we don't need this place no more. So, the hospital, it was just basically a tuberculosis hospital. And somebody, I want to say he was like the director or one of the doctors that worked in this hospital, made the statement that this place was basically somewhere for the patients to go to die.
Oh, definitely not going even more.
And one out of every 150 people survived.
Okay, well that makes me feel a little bit better. They survived.
One person.
Oh. I thought you said, and every single person survived.
One person out of 150. I'm like, how does that make you feel better? I'm like,
because I heard what I wanted to hear and heard they went there to die, and every single person survived. So, okay. I was trying to help you out. Now I'm definitely not going again.
Okay.
So you had me on the bandwagon of, okay, maybe, but now I'm back on the not going.
So let's go back onto that bandwagon for a while. Just keep thinking the happy thoughts because we're going. One day, eventually, maybe we'll go like...
On a road trip.
On a road trip. And I'll be like, oh, guess what? Did I say we was going to Taco Bell? We're going to this park right here.
So never ride while you're driving. Got it. So our next road trip, I need to drive like I just did on the other one.
Yeah, sure.
Look, you may talk me into going to the Biltmore, but on this one, you kind of not on a good track for this.
Okay.
One. Well, probably. So let's see if it gets any better.
It probably isn't.
Because we're just not going on a rainy Sunday to the Biltmore. And if you want to know why, you just got to listen if you hadn't listened already.
Make sure to listen to last week's episode. But, do you know much about tuberculosis, or TB, however you want to call it?
It bubbles your skin? I don't know. I mean, it's something like that. It's like a disease that bubbles your skin if you have it. I'm not a doctor.
I just think of, like, just tons of bubbles on your skin. Like, no, that's not what
I'm not talking about, like, warts bubbles. I'm talking about if you get the shot to see if you got it,
it bubbles. But that's not what tuberculosis is.
It just makes you have it.
Correct. Tuberculosis is...
Wait, why does it bubble when you have it? Because it's rejecting the medicine?
I have no clue. I don't know that part.
Okay, continue.
I never understood that part. But... TB is an infection that attacks your lungs. The most common symptom of TB is your lungs filling up with blood and you internally drown.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't know before researching this, there was two types of TB.
The good and the bad?
The good and the bad. There is active, where you have symptoms or the doctor finds symptoms or signs that you have it.
And inactive?
No, latent.
And that has nothing to do with inactive and active.
No. And latent is where you have no sign, no symptoms, nothing.
You just have it.
You just have it. And there's a few crazy facts that I found out about TB. One third. I don't know why I wanted to say one in three. One third.
Do you not know your fractions?
As I'm looking at it in a fraction, I'm like...
One over three.
The brain was not, like, reading what I was looking at. So, one third of the world has one of the two forms of TB.
Okay.
Each year, 9 million new cases are reported.
So do you have it? Is it like Corona, where it just pops up everywhere and everybody just has it?
Kind of, because it spreads super easy like Corona. If you sneeze, if you cough, the droplets, like it's supposedly like really, 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 really contagious. So 9 million new cases reported each year, roughly, and this is crazy to me, roughly 9 to 14 million people in the world have the latent form of TB. So they have no signs, no symptoms.
That's crazy. I guess that's why sometimes you got to get, like, tested before you, like, go to school or certain jobs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because you may have it and you don't know it.
I guess so. But I was just like, that's insane that that many people in the world have TB. Because I didn't think TB was that popping anymore.
Well.
But the death rate from TB has fallen over the years. But it's still the cause of 2 million deaths per year worldwide.
Holy cow.
That is insane. But when the hospital did close down in, what year did I say, 1970, it was turned into a prison for the insane.
Okay, makes me feel even more reason not to go.
And then after that, it was turned into a prison work release site. The building sat abandoned for a few years until it was, I assume, set on fire by somebody. More than likely, I guess, like, homeless people were, like, living and camping and it's a fire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was no reports of, like, that I've seen how it started. But that would be my assumption. Abandoned building, you have homeless people because Greenville has a lot of homeless people.
Well, a lot of big cities have homeless people.
So, before the place caught on fire, people would trespass and claim to hear things. Do you want to hear what things they heard?
No, I'm good.
Well, guess what? You're good too. People would hear screams, someone sobbing.
I feel like we heard this on the way home from our road trip.
The sobbing. And was it me in the corner?
And the random screams of your son.
Of the what? The dead whale? But they would hear.
Look, if you're dead, you cannot squeal. Dead whales can't squeal. I learned that.
Yesterday. Oh, God. I don't know if that's in our little video, but it was. My child yelled.
If it is. Sorry, I hope you held your ears.
But child yelled toward the end of the podcast that we were creating. And Tamara referred to it yesterday as...
A dying. I said dying.
I think you said dead. A dead whale.
I think I said a dying whale in the middle of the interstate looking for an ocean. And it got shortened to a dead whale.
But everybody's like, Tamara, a dead whale does not make no sounds. You don't it's know dead. That. But anyway,
it could be dead and have its last breath and go. So yeah.
But just very high pitched girl scream is what it sounds like. But anyways, back to the story. People would hear screams, Leslie in the corner sobbing, footsteps pounding down a hallway on the first floor of the building. It's Tamara pounding on the floor. Or could it be a ghost?
I'm trying to make the story real. You probably won't even be able to hear
probably
it.
Probably not. On the first floor, people could hear footsteps that broke into a run. And then somebody screaming.
We're not making fun of it, I promise. I'm trying to make myself not scared.
On the third floor, it felt like he was being pushed.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Should I push you to make it more real?
No, because I will probably fall out the closet.
Yes, we were recording in a closet.
Even though the building is no longer there, legend is it is haunted by the deceased patients.
Yep, I'm not going. Not going.
Okay, reports say that visitors of the Herdslot Park hear a number of strange sounds coming from the playground. The sounds include...
You know, you say that and I think of, like, the Minions of, like, weird sounds. It's like...
The sounds include banging, screaming, clanging of bells.
Ding, ding.
People reported seeing figures in the darkness. Residents nearby say they have seen shadow figures enter their house.
Yeah, I'd never move there.
And Tamara, remember this. You guys out there, remember this. Because it's gonna come back later. And then here is where I'm like, what the... in the story. Okay, like this is kind of like the main reason I want to go to the park. But then the main reason I don't want to go to the park. People have reported puddles of blood.
No, absolutely not.
Surrounding the park.
Nope.
In a book.
Nope. Didn't you say there was a murder there too?
Yeah.
Did the ghost murder them? Because no. No. And I guess you had to find out on the other story. No.
Okay. So, in a book called The Haunted Hospitals of the South, and I don't read, but I want to read this book.
Bye. You can even let me know how it goes.
Okay. By Randy Russell, he wrote, and this is his quote, "All that is left of the former sanctuary is a few puddles that turn red."
How's that funny? That's Hold creepy. On.
"Is a few puddles that turn red with blood after a rain."
How many is a few? And how is that normal? Like, is it red dirt that looks like blood? Or...
I just love how he casually says, "And all that is left of this former sanctuary..."
No, thank you.
"It's just a few puddles. Just a few puddles." No. "That turn red."
Nope.
"With blood."
Nope. So you want to go when it rains?
Yeah.
At night. On the 13th. On a full moon.
Nope! And then he goes on to say, "The puddles are located near the memorial bench in the park. Locals suggest that the blood is formed of the patients who died at the TB hospital." And
no, because then you're going to catch the TB and corona and everything in between. I think not.
Tamara,
what, are you going to wear a hazmat suit?
We can.
I won't even wear a mask. You think I'm going to wear a hazmat suit? No, I'm not going.
"The puddles are located near a memorial bench in the park. Locals suggest that the blood is from the patients who died at the TB hospital and that the park bench stands on the side of what was the former morgue."
Nope. Nope.
So it's like, does the water, like, bring up the blood that was in the morgue? Is it just a quidinkidink? Quidink? Are people just crazy?
Yep. Up to all of them.
Because I know in our front yard, years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago, there were, I don't know if it was like sliding glass doors or windows or whatever, that was there.
Glass.
Yeah. And we scraped it. It was gone. But now every time it rains, more appears. So
glass is one thing. Blood is another.
I know. But that's what makes me think of it. So I'm like... Since that happens in our yard, like, is it really true?
Can we test it and get, like, Kool-Aid and drop it on the ground and then pour a lot of water on it and see if the Kool-Aid comes back?
Or get water bottle.
That's what I'm saying. Pour some water on and see if the Kool-Aid comes back.
Yeah. We'll try it out. On a Sunday, when it's raining. At sundown.
No.
Okay. So, the paranormal activity is reported to start early as sundown. So as the sun begins to set, people
start roaming
the park. But reports say that you can sit in the parking lot and see shadow figures roaming the park.
No. Want me to sit in a car where I can see ghosts? No.
But I feel like if
What if they don't like me? And they try to kill me?
I feel like if we're in a car, in a parking lot and you see them in the distance walking would be a little bit safer.
What if they try to mess up your car and you can't go nowhere and then they attack
well,
you?
Well, then we screwed.
Yeah. So we not going. They'll attack you and you get the TB.
So.
And only one person out of how many survived? No, thank you.
There is a gazebo. Well, I don't know how many gazebos, but there is one particular gazebo at the park that seems to be a hot spot for activity. And there is a YouTube video, so I don't know who it is. I'll try to find a link to it and put it on our Facebook page. But they pick up something at the park. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy. But a portion of the hospital building still remains there. And it's kind of weird because it's like a basement area.
Oh, that's even the creepiest part.
I know.
But nobody it's like, likes a basement.
It's a wall that has a door. And that door is, like, sealed shut. The park manager said nobody's opened it as long as he's been the park manager there. And I think the park was built in, like, 2012, 2002, something like that.
No.
But, so there is the wall with the door. Have you seen this that I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's like a wall and a door. And then there's supposedly steps that are all the original hospital.
No. No, thank you.
Yeah. But what's so crazy is like that wall with the door, a park is literally sitting on top of it.
That's just weird.
Yeah. It's like a receding, is it receding wall? Is that what you call it? A retainer.
Retainer wall.
Yeah, retaining wall.
Retainer wall for your teeth.
That's a retainer. But you guys, do you remember what I said about the residents who live near the park?
Yeah, they ran away and moved.
Yeah. Well, this lady, the security guard that works at my work, she ever heard me talking about researching this park. And she's like, oh, I had an ex-boyfriend who lived there. I'm like, okay. I'm like, tell me where this park is. Like, I need to know. Like, I didn't know where it was located in Greenville. So she was like telling me about it. So we were like talking and she's like, yeah, she's like, weird stuff happens there. And she just kind of like chuckled, like, nah, it's no big thing. And I wish I would ask her, like, what weird stuff. But we kind of like jumped somewhere else real quick. Because she's like, when he lived there, his mental health went down. And I'm like, did he have like mental health issues before he lived there? She's like, no, but his mental health started going down as he lived there.
Because of the mental hospital.
And she said he would call her saying that someone was there in the house with him.
Nope. Absolutely not.
I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, do you think it could have been one of the, like, the insane prisoners who was, like, taking over his body? And that was why he was, like, going mentally insane?
Possibly, but no thank you. I'd rather not find out.
And then another experience that I seen about this park was, do you remember back in the day we used to go to the park and just kind of like swing and talk and just swing and talk?
Yes, and just, but nowhere near that place.
Yeah, I know, because I don't even know where this place is exactly. I know like kind of where it's at, but I don't know where it's at, and I definitely wouldn't be going to this zoo. No, this zoo. Why'd I say zoo? I think I'm thinking of the GW zoo. I wouldn't be going to this park at dark, but there would be no swinging under the stars. Somebody, I don't know where exactly I seen it. It was like on a paranormal group on Facebook, but he posted that he was hanging out with some friends at the park. They seen a shadow figure run toward them.
Nope.
When they got to the car, after sitting there for a while.
For a while?
Yeah.
No.
30 to 40 minutes for a while.
No.
So I'm guessing they went there to see something because
they didn't take off running. They were like, let's see more.
Yeah. I would be like, deuces, I'm gone. But it says we barely got past the entrance before it happened again. And we heard screaming. and I hear your daughter screaming. A paranormal investigated podcast went to this park. They walked around during the day. They walked around at night. During the day, they said it was fun. It seemed like any other park. Just birds chirping, kids playing. A very, he didn't say bougie, but I want to like say probably it's a bougie park. But they walked around. They came back at night and they're like, something smells rotten. Like, something smells. And it didn't have the same smell a few hours earlier. And
the blood seeping up.
And this is the only thing they seen or witnessed is a single swing was swinging. As if somebody was...
I'd rather not.
But that's all that I found about Heard Slots Park.
Yeah, that's too much
for me. Paranormal-ish.
That's too much for me.
Too much?
Too much.
Too much for us to go or too much for...
Too much for us to go. You'd be pushing it if I got a bit more. All right, you ready for the dum-dum of the day?
I'm ready for the dum-dum.
All right, it's very short and sweet, but there's no explanation to it. It's just funny. But this man faked his murder using a gun and a water balloon. I don't know how. Maybe he shot the balloon and then it gushed with...
Do you think he had like the fake blood in it?
That's what I'm thinking. And that's how it splatted everywhere?
I'm just like thinking here. It's like, why would he fake his own death? Like, did he just want to like prank somebody?
I don't know.
Or... was he like trying to like get insurance money or
the things we don't know, but
the things we want to know though,
but we don't know,
but I want to know.
Okay, well, I guess I need you'll to research know. More on it.
Probably not,
but he got busted. Wasn't very smart.
It is what it is. But thank you guys for listening to us. So, Tamara, tell them where they can find us.
On Facebook. On IG.
At TCWI Podcast for both. Then you can email any listener stories that you have, any suggestions that you have, to our Facebook, Instagram, or to our email, which is thecrimesyoureintopodcast.
At gmail.com.
Might need to know that part. Then... to listen to our mini crime about what happened at this part, go to our Patreon. It's patreon.thecrimesyoureinto.com. There you're going to see our tiers that we have. We have a $3 tier, a $5 tier, $10 tier, $15 tier. Each tier comes with goodness. We have like keychains, shirts, different stuff that we'll give you for joining, plus you get bonus content, all the goodness. Anything else? Anything?
Because you love us.
Anything? And you guys all rock. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And
thank you.
Goodbye.